Hello and welcome to Social Media Ministries. My name is Spencer Kaufman. Thank you for tuning in today. If this is your first time, please take a look at the description below. We have all kinds of links that you can get connected with us on social media. So please click on them, follow us on social media, hit the subscribe button on this channel, and we hope that you like the video. Do so by clicking on that like button. If you're a returning visitor, I really sincerely hope that you have already done all of that. If not, please do so. Show us your support by doing that so that we can see that we have some activity on our platforms and that we are reaching people. But the main thing is we want to reach more people. We do. We want to reach more people. And not us. We want the Bible to reach more people. And that's the point of this. That's why I'm preaching these messages, these sermons about the Bible and about topics in the Bible. So if you could share these on your social media networks, that would be awesome so that we could start reaching more people. Even if you don't want to share a specific video, although it's very easy by clicking a button below, you could share the channel and just direct people to the channel as a whole. Anything to help more people read and understand and interpret the scriptures in the Bible. Today we're talking about how it's very important to do exactly that, to learn about God. To read the Bible, to do more to learn about God. How can you learn about God? Well, the number one way would be read the Bible. But sometimes the Bible could be confusing. Sometimes you may read the Bible and you may not understand exactly what those verses mean. Well, there are two things that you could do in that instance. Number one is pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit so that you would be able to interpret those verses. Number two is seek someone else. Seek some outside references, some outside interpretations. And that's what this is. That's what this sermon is about. That's what all of these sermons are about, social media ministries. Our goal is to provide you with that external interpretation so that we can read and interpret these scriptures and then give them to you in a way that you can understand and apply them to your life. Now, of course, other pastors, preachers, sermons, blog articles, they all do the same thing. And there's a lot of false teaching and false doctrine out there that you need to be aware of and be careful of, because that is how Satan is working in today's world. Salvation. That's really the whole point of everything we do. We want you to be saved. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one goes to the Father except through me. We want you to go through Jesus to get to heaven. Anything else, you'll never get there. You'll never get to heaven unless you believe that Jesus Christ died for you. He died for your sins. You need forgiveness. You got to ask him. Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Come into my life. Lead my life. I want you to lead my life. You got to let him lead. Trust him. Salvation is the most important thing that will ever be, and that is the entire purpose of social media ministries. Our purpose is to do more, but we ultimately want everyone possible to be saved. Now, of course, not everyone can be saved. The fallen angels, the demons, they're not going to be saved. They're going to go in the eternal lake of fire, in hell. They're going to burn forever. We know that because it's in the Bible. You want to know where? You can comment below. We can engage in some discussion on that. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Who is it talking about? Salvation is found in no one else. So who is it found in? Jesus. Remember, he is the way, the truth, and the light. No one gets saved unless it's through him. Studying the scriptures and spending time with God is the greatest investment of all. You might say, well, wait a minute, I'm buying gold, I'm buying Bitcoin, I'm buying crypto, I'm buying stocks, commodities, this, that. They're doing pretty well. I'm up incredibly. No. Studying the scriptures and spending time with God is even greater. What does that get you? Monetary gain, wealth, earthly things. This is heavenly treasure. Solomon knew this. You think you're wealthy? You think you have money? Or you think if you had all the Bitcoin in the world, you would be really wealthy? You would be, but it wouldn't be anything compared to what Solomon had. And he knew that even all of his wealth, wisdom was more important. Why? Because he could give up all that wealth today, and with the knowledge and wisdom that he had, he could build it all again, even stronger, and get even more. He says this, Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding. You're investing in your eternity. Not just your here and now, your earthly future. This is your eternity. The more time you spend with God, studying what He has to say, the more you will become like God. Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Guess what? Then you will be prosperous and successful. Solomon knew this. Get wisdom. Though it costs him everything he has, get understanding. Then, prosperous and successful. Just like another verse says, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Seek first God. Build heavenly treasure. Get wisdom. Meditate on this book of the law day and night. Then you will be prosperous and successful. It doesn't say you're going to be prosperous and successful, then you can make time for the Bible. No. If you're broke, you're in a good spot. Start meditating on this day and night. Guess what? Prosperity and success. But you don't do this just to become prosperous and successful. You do this because you have a heart for it. Because you want to save the lost. You want to save the lost. At this point in time, roughly 1/4 of Christians read their Bible and attend church regularly. And regular church attendance is only considered to be twice a month. Hopefully you've changed that. If you haven't learned about reading your Bible, check out this video that we've made, the sermon. You can see it on our YouTube channel. It's called Use Your Bible. It's a good message. It's also, like I said, most people go to church, they consider regular attendance twice a month. It's less than half some months. I challenge you to go 3 times a month. We've got another one about the importance of going to church. Check out that sermon if you haven't seen it already. It is a good one. Go to church. 1/4. 1/4 of believers actually spend time with God. Think of what would happen if 1/2 of believers started spending time with God. Think of how our world would change. You know, oftentimes I look around when I go to church and I see like, there's like 1,000 people here between the services, all 3 services. You go to other churches, same thing. You go to other churches, there are thousands of people every Sunday that go to church. All right, something's wrong, because if there are thousands of people that are going to church, they must not be doing what they hear. They must not be practicing what they listen to. They must not be reading and engaging in the Bible. They're not meditating on this day and night. How do I know that? Go look around the world. People are driving angrily. People are budging in line. People are yelling at you at the coffee shop. People are angry at the grocery store. If they were all spending time with God, think how much better the world would be. I'm serious. I would say if 1/4 of the people spend time with God, and of the people going to church only twice a month, regular attendance, are 1/2 of them reading their Bible? No, only 1/4 are actually reading and doing what they are. So out of that 1,000, only 1/4 of them are doing and reading and spending time with God. That's pretty sad. It's only like 250 people out of that 1,000. 250. Let's get to 1/2. If you're not reading your Bible daily and spending time in prayer with God, make that change in your life. Make me wrong when I say 1/4. Make me wrong. Make it 3/4. Think what the world would do then. Be different. Learn about God. How much time do you spend learning about God? Seriously, how much time do you spend learning about God? How much time do you spend learning about everything else? You see, David, King David, he knew the importance of learning about God. He knew it was the best investment he could make. He was a sinner. King David did all kinds of wrong things. Yet he knew it was important to repent, to come to God. The book of Psalms says it over and over again. It is a wonderful book of the Bible to start reading. If you say, all right, I'm going to start reading my Bible, where do I start? Open up Psalms. Start there. Read Psalms. Read Proverbs. Then jump up to Matthew and start reading Matthew. How much time do you spend learning about other things other than the Bible? You attempt to remember jokes, memorize them, movie lines. Oh, that's a good line. I should remember that. I'll have to remember to use that one next time. Good comebacks. Birthdays. You remember people's birthdays. You try to remember the date and call them up every birthday. Special events, your anniversary. Do you remember Valentine's Day? Those kind of things. Why don't you try to remember some of the lines in the Bible? Memorize some verses every once in a while. Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, King David wrote that. He knew the importance of hiding the word in his heart because it would help him to be a better person. It would help him not sin. You can do the same. Maybe instead of memorizing all these jokes or all these comebacks or these cool lines in a movie or these quotes, you can memorize some lines in the Bible. That one wasn't very long. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Pretty easy. Only a sentence. Psalm 119:11. Remember the reference too, so you can tell other people where to go and find it for themselves. What about the great comebacks used in the Bible? Pretty good lines in the Bible that people use. Or the amazing stories and parables within the pages. The Old Testament, man, the first like half is just filled with awesome stories, wondrous stories that really happened, that have lessons. The New Testament is filled with parables and stories about Jesus. You want to read a bedtime story to your kids? Open up the Bible, start reading some chapters to them. It's going to be better than any other book out there. Most people spend more time memorizing movie lines than the Word of God. Don't let that be you. Make a change. Dedicate yourself to remembering one verse or even one Bible concept each day. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is Jesus talking. What is He talking about? In essence, He's saying, don't worry. I'll give you everything you need. Clothes, money, a house, all that stuff, food. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all that will be yours as well. Exactly like it says in Joshua. Meditate on this day and night. Do everything it says. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Start memorizing these verses. Start learning more about the Bible. Start learning about God and who He is. Jesus is an awesome guy. Man, if He was here, I would hang out with Him every single minute of every single day. He would be like, go away. I don't want to see you today. Because I would be there all the time. This guy has such a sense of humor. He's so fun. He's so smart. He has so much wisdom. And He speaks in such a way that He captivates every single audience, no matter where they come from. Think of what you could learn being with Him every single day. Guess what? You can be with Him every single day. You just have to want to. It's time for the people of God to start being the people of God. Turn that one-fourth into one-half and change the world. Change the world around you. You want to start learning about God, but maybe you say, you know what, I don't want to be reading the Bible all the time. It's too difficult. I'll watch the message once a week, or I'll go to church once a week, but after work, I just get tired and I like to sit on the couch and watch TV. If that's what you like to do, then that's fine. You can watch TV. You can relax. But maybe instead of always watching some sitcom or reality show that really doesn't mean anything, you could supplement the entertainment with some Bible lessons, some biblical entertainment. Now you might say, okay, I get it, but a lot of the Christian movies or the stuff produced not by Hollywood is really just not that good. I'd agree with you. The film quality production of a lot of those is very poor, low budget films. However, there are some diamonds in the rough, some excellent shows, movies, TV series that you can watch. You want a list? Comment below and we can help you find them. I'm going to give you some right now though. If you haven't seen the Chosen series, that's a pretty good one. It's newer, it's good, produced very well, it's very, very accurate. It's a little slow, so not as riveting as maybe some of those Hollywood TV series that you just binge watch one after another. There's another one though, the Bible series. This was made by Netflix. It's on Netflix. Now, this one isn't as accurate. They've got a few discrepancies, but it's still stories in the Bible. So, the Bible series, check it out. How about for the kids? They could watch those, yep. But some that might keep their interest a little bit more, check out Story Keepers. That's a great cartoon. It's animated, awesome show. Superbook, that's an old one. You probably know it if you grew up back in the 80s, maybe, 90s. Superbook. Adventures in Odyssey, one of my favorites, by Focus on the Family. Now, if you're looking for content, Focus on the Family has all kinds of excellent material. Check it out. A really cool one, this is great for kids and adults, is called the Animated Bible Series. You can watch it for free, punch it up on YouTube. The Animated Bible Series, unbelievable production of the stories in the Bible. Another one, very famous, very good. It's called Veggie Tales. Great lessons in there as well. So there's all kinds of good content that you can check out, you can watch with your family. You can learn about God and still relax and not have to read or study or talk. You can watch the shows and get the biblical lessons from them as well. So I really hope that you make the effort to start learning about God. Check out the content. If you need more, if you have any suggestions, please comment below. I'm always looking for a great way to unwind on the couch and watch something that will also feed my soul and my spirit. So if you have suggestions, I'd love to hear them. And I'm even talking about movies. Movies like Greater. That's an awesome movie. The Passion of the Christ, that was pretty good. There are a lot of other good movies out there that you could watch that really have the great biblical lessons in them, but they may not be exactly about the Bible. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for giving us your word and for allowing us to have a personal relationship with you through your son, Jesus. Man, I love him. I love him so much. Thank you very much for allowing me to have that relationship with him. Lord, I ask that if there's anyone watching and they don't have that they don't have this joy that I have, that it's like I can't even contain, that they would want that and that they would get it. They can get it. It's easy. If they need help, Lord, inspire them to comment below or to contact us on social media or to speak to someone. God, thank you so much for everything that you do for us each and every day, for the ability to talk to you, for the ability to seek you, for the word that you have given us, for the ability to read and have the Bible, for the ability to punch up on YouTube anything we want to know about you. that we could watch someone talking about it. I ask that you would inspire each and every person watching and listening to do more, to learn more, that they would take that statistic from one quarter all the way up to three quarters, that together we would change the world, and that they would start mentally making those changes and those decisions, that instead of watching their favorite sitcom or reality show, which really isn't biblical, a lot of them are filled with bad content, that they would start switching to watching more family-friendly content, and then even start watching Bible-based content, that they could continue to learn even while they relax. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for spending your time here. I really hope that you will be inspired to learn more about God. There are so many ways you can do it, and if you need any help, please feel free to comment below. Also, if you have any suggestions of great content or resources, comment below, because a lot of people will go there and find your comments, which could really help them as well. God bless.